On today's Kids Corner, Liz and his friends go for a swim and find themselves in trouble.
Guys, I don't think I'm going to make it. My stomach is killing me.
Come on, it's just a little further, Maury.
Oh, my sides are getting tight. Guys, I think I'm getting a cramp.
What? Okay, Maury, just don't panic, Maury.
I'm not going to make it.
Stay tuned. Time for Kids Corner's Liz and Friends.
Hi, Liz.
30 minutes of adventure.
It's only the coolest and most popular club in school.
With Liz, Lucille, Skink, Spike, Scooter, Grandpa Noli, and all their friends.
It isn't Liz and Lucille.
So get set for lifetime adventures.
Oh, I can't believe this.
With Liz and Friends.
That is one strange lizard.
At last, the weekend had finally arrived, and Liz was all set to enjoy it.
I've got my video games, my remote control, my snack food, and my fizzy fizz soda pop. I'm all set to chill out and relax and... Hello?
Hey, Liz, are you ready to go?
Go where, Lucille?
The picnic, remember?
Oh, yeah, sure, right, the picnic. Which picnic specifically are you talking about?
Oh, don't tell me you forgot.
Forgot what?
The picnic, Liz. The picnic?
Yeah, Lucille, you already said that.
Yeah, you were supposed to meet Maury, Scooter, my cousin Penelope, and me at the lake in 10 minutes. And we're training for next week's fun run. Remember?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. Why so mysterious, Lucille? Just come on, say it next time.
Oh, why do I even bother? Anyway, I'll ride my bike over and help you carry the lunches.
Lunches? Mm-hmm. Oh, which lunches specifically?
The ones you volunteered to pack for everybody?
I did?
Yes, Liz, everyone is counting on you. Please don't tell me you forgot.
No, of course I didn't forget. you don't have to come over, Lucille. It's all under control. You know what? I really gotta go now. I'll catch you at the lake, okay? Bye! Okay, all right, stay calm. Don't panic. Into the kitchen. Oh, no, Mom hasn't gone shopping yet. I'm doomed. Okay, all right, Lacerda, it's time to be resourceful. Let's see, I'll just use a little dab of mayo and some pickles and hot peppers, a little mustard, a smack of peanut butter, and voila! Oh, forget it. Oh, I know. I've got enough allowance saved up to run by the grocery store. I can pick up the most amazing spread of food ever.
Liz finally arrived at the picnic grounds, pulling a red wagon full of groceries behind him.
Hey, guys.
Oh, hey, Liz.
Oh, where have you been? We're famished. Yeah. Look at me. I'm starting to wilt.
Give me a break, Maury. I'm here now, aren't I? Besides, what I brought is totally worth the wait. Ooh. Here, help me out with these bags.
Okay. Oh, sure, Liz. Oh, wow. You sure did bring a lot of stuff.
Oh, and I assure you, Scooter, there is nothing but the finest delicacies.
Yummy.
Well, it's the boat.
Hey, Lucille.
The beach is already pretty crowded, but I think we could still get in a good run sometime later.
Okay, good.
Oh, Liz, this is my cousin Penelope.
Oh, hey, Penelope. Nice to meet you.
Hi there.
Yeah. Enough of the social niceties. Yeah. I'm starving here.
All right. I'll tell you what, Maury. Come with me to get the drinks. Okay. I left them up at the top of the hill so they wouldn't get all shook up.
Anything.
Oh, and nobody open these bags. I want our picnic to be a surprise.
Okay. Hurry up. Hurry. We're hungry.
As Liz and Maury walked to the top of the hill, they started to talk about the reason they gathered together. The fun run, coming up in just 1 week.
So, Liz, are you ready?
Oh, boy, am I ever. My body is one mean, lean, green machine.
Oh, yeah, just think about crossing that finish line.
Yeah.
Spectators, friends, family, all cheering us on. Maury! Maury!
Well,
Maury.
That, my lean, green friend, is gonna be rocking.
Oh, yeah. And then the poor cooler's full of ice-cold lizardade on her head.
Oh, we'll be champions. Oh, man. I wouldn't miss the fun run for anything.
Oh, me neither.
Well, we better get back with the drinks.
Oh, yeah. So what did you bring to rehydrate our aching bodies as we push through the pain of lactic acid buildup? Water? A sports quencher?
Neither, actually.
What?
Well, I kind of bought fizzy fizz cactus pop instead.
Liz and Maury made it back down the hill and began opening the grocery bags and unloading the picnic.
Okay, guys, for starters, I picked up a fine, salty bag of French-dipped grasshopper wings. Plus 3 bags of deep-fried slug bugs.
Liz, did you buy anything
For you?
Was...
Yes, your favorite, chocolate-covered centipede legs.
Well, actually, I was going to say, did you buy anything healthy?
Yeah.
But never mind, I just love those centipede legs.
We've got Fizzy Fizz cactus pops.
Oh, something delicious.
Sugar-coated crackle snaps. Gummy crawler goo.
They stick to your lips and to your head.
Horsefly whisker whips, and for dessert,
there's
a giant-sized tub of shoe fly pudding.
Oh, yes.
Totally sad. Bring it on.
Yeah.
Hey, Lucille.
Yeah?
Where's Penelope going?
That's a good point.
Well, I don't know. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Oh, don't forget to save me some of those centipede legs.
You wish.
Penelope. Penelope, wait up. What's the matter?
Oh, nothing.
Well, how come you're not eating lunch?
Oh, I guess I'm just not hungry.
Come on, you just said a minute ago you were.
Well, it's just that I've been trying hard to eat healthy lately.
Healthy?
Yeah, you know, cutting out junk food and eating nutritious foods instead. Fruits and veggies, lots of water, you know.
Well, that's great.
Thanks.
But you have to admit, every once in a while, it's just way too hard to resist. Come on, they have Fizzy Fizz cactus pop, deep fried slug bugs.
Lucille, even though junk food tastes good, it's really, really bad for your body.
Yeah.
Besides, I kind of made a promise to my parents to try to eat better.
A promise? How come?
Well, we talked it over and agreed that we'd do this as a family. When I eat a lot of junk food, fried stuff or stuff with lots of sugar, I just don't feel as good as I like to.
Really?
And then I get grumpy with my parents, and I even have trouble concentrating in school. So we decided that we would work together to eat healthier food.
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah.
Does it work?
Oh, definitely.
Hmm.
We're all feeling a lot better now. And we're getting along a lot better, too.
Well, that's the best part of all.
Yeah. Hey, I've got a fresh peach in my backpack. You want to split it?
Yeah, I love peaches.
Okay.
Besides, who cares about those old chocolate-covered centipede legs anyway? Yeah, I don't need that.
After the boys devoured every last morsel of the lunch Liz provided, Liz thought it would be a great idea to go...
My tummy, will you look at it? It's huge.
Wow.
I'm so stuffed it looks like I swallowed a beach ball instead of the deep-fried slug.
Come on.
I don't feel so hot.
Well, I guess that means it's time to swim.
Oh,
come on, guys. Exercise is the best thing for you right now. Come on, let's go swimming.
Wait a minute. Aren't we supposed to wait 15 minutes after we eat before we go swimming?
No, Maury. It's that you're supposed to drink 15 glasses of water if you have the hiccups before you go swimming.
No, wait a minute. I'm sure it's that you're supposed to hold your breath for 15 minutes when you have the hiccups.
What? Really?
Yeah. Huh.
Well, whatever. Anyway, last one in is a rotten lizard egg. Hey, look way out there. You see where those people are? Come on, let's swim out to that far sandbar.
Ooh, Liz, the water gets deep out there. It's way over our heads.
Only for a little while, Maury. Once we get to the sandbar, we can stand up again.
I don't know about this.
Come on.
Let's just make sure we stick together.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, come on, let's go.
Guys, I don't think I'm gonna make it. My stomach is killing me.
Come on, it's just a little further, Maury. Come on, you can do this.
No, really, Liz, I'm in serious pain here. I'm telling you, I'm not gonna make it.
Oh, we're almost there, Maury.
Oh, my sides are getting tight. I'm feeling nauseated. Oh, my stomach, my chest.
What?
Guys, I think I'm getting a cramp.
What?
Okay, Maury, just
don't panic. Don't panic, Maury.
Settle down.
Don't panic?
Right.
You don't understand, Liz. I'm not gonna make
it. Okay, all right, don't worry, Maury. We'll help you. I'm coming up right behind you. I'm just gonna...
Ow! Ow!
Liz, Liz, what's wrong?
Cramp. I got a cramp.
Oh, you
I got two. My stomach. Scooter. Help. Oh, man. I'm gonna throw up.
After gorging themselves on Liz's junk food picnic buffet, Liz, Maury, and Scooter got into big trouble while swimming out in the deep water.
Help! Oh, help!
Thankfully, a lifeguard heard them. He helped Maury and Liz back to the beach with Scooter following right behind. Then he called an ambulance while Scooter tried to comfort his friends.
Wow, Maury, Liz, you guys sure had me worried. Oh, Liz, I thought you were gonna die.
Yeah, that was awfully close. Oh, man, where's Maury? Scooter, is he okay?
Oh, my stomach.
Oh, Maury, hang in there. Oh, man, you swallowed like a gazillion gallons of water and tadpoles.
Oh, the pain, the pain. Oh, it feels like an alien's coming out of my stomach. Oh,
Maury.
An alien. Is it? Is it an alien?
Yeah, I see
okay,
it.
Kids, hang in there. The ambulance is here.
What?
You'll be fine.
Wait, an ambulance?
Mm-hmm.
Maury? Maury? Speak to me, Maury.
Oh, it hurts, Liz. It really, really hurts.
Maury? Oh, man, buddy, hang on. Oh, what have I done?
The ambulance rushed Liz and Maury to the emergency room. Scooter, Lucille, and Penelope followed as quickly as they could and then paced back and forth in the waiting room.
Are you the kids who came in with Maury Clumptoes and Lizarardo Lacerda?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Are they all right?
Are they okay?
Well, they have pretty severe cases of dyspepsia.
Oh, no! Does that mean they're gonna die?
Yeah.
Oh, my, no. They'll be fine. Oh, we called their parents and they should be here any minute.
Yeah, good. Doctor, what is wrong with them?
Well, like I said, a bad case of dyspepsia. Yeah,
what is that?
Well, it's otherwise known as indigestion.
Oh.
An upset stomach.
Oh,
simply
no.
put, they ate too much junk food.
Yeah.
An enormous amount of junk food, I might add.
Yeah, wow. From the pit, yeah.
Yeah, swimming certainly didn't help matters, but that just compounded the problem.
Mm-hmm.
All that junk food can do quite a number on your insides.
Yeah.
Oh, you're telling me.
Oh, Scooter.
They're resting in their room. You can go in and see them now.
Lucille, Penelope, and Scooter walked down the long, narrow hospital hallway until they found the boys' room.
Liz? Maury?
In here.
Oh, good. We're so glad you're both okay.
Yeah.
Thanks, Penelope.
Well, you really had me scared.
You were scared, Scooter?
Uh-huh.
I saw my whole life flash before my eyes.
Really?
It's not taking very long.
Scooter. Oh, come in.
Hello, kids.
Oh, hey, Doc.
How much time do we have left to live, Doctor? Shoot straight with us. A year? A month? A week?
Oh, wait. Oh, no, the fun run. Please don't tell me we have to miss the fun run.
Don't worry. You'll live, and you'll be able to do the fun run. But you really do need to change your eating habits.
Yeah.
So I'm proposing a challenge for all of you.
Ooh, what kind of a challenge?
Yeah. One that requires discipline, strength, and perseverance.
Wow! Ooh. Do we get to operate on someone?
Oh, my, no. Nothing quite so dramatic.
Well, we're up for anything, I think.
I'd like you all to abstain from junk food for an entire week.
Oh, abstain?
It means don't eat it.
Oh. Exactly.
Oh, wait, a whole week without drinking pop?
Oh, yes, but that's just the beginning.
No candy or sugary snacks or cookies.
Yeah, what about fast food?
Pies?
No chips or salty snacks?
Wait, no junk food at all?
Try it for a week. That's the challenge.
Okay.
If you succeed...
Then we get to operate on someone?
No.
Scooter.
But you will notice that you feel better and have more energy.
Hey, wait a second. I thought sugar gave you energy.
Oh, yeah.
Sugar can give you a quick burst of energy, but a healthy diet will give you lasting energy that also builds up your body and helps you grow.
Come on, you guys. We could do it. It's only a week after all.
Mm-hmm. And 1 week would take us right up to the fun run.
Hmm.
Oh,
yeah.
Wonderful. Sure. After all, exercising is just as important as eating well.
Yeah.
And most likely, cutting out the junk food will improve your performance at the race.
Wait, it will?
Mm-hmm.
1 week without junk food, huh?
Mm.
No problem. It's gonna be a piece of cake.
Oh, no, Liz. You won't be eating cake either.
Huh? Oh,
a bit
oh,
of
yeah.
doctor humor.
I got
kids, check out one of our most popular giveaways at kidscorner.net. This month's giveaway is the Church in Action comic book. Just go to kidscorner.net and click on the Activities button to download the Church in Action comic book. Check out three different stories about how God's people are doing the work of the church right now around the world. The Church in Action comic book. stories that can inspire you to discover your place in God's big story and learn how God is calling you to live out your Christian faith every day. All for free from KidsCorner.net.
Liz and Maury were released from the hospital that evening. The next morning, Liz woke up, determined to meet the doctor's challenge.
Oh, 1 week without junk food? No problem.
But by the time late afternoon rolled around...
Oh man, a whole week? I don't know if I can do this. Oh, the cravings. Oh, ladybug licorice. Dragonfly tumbleweed ice cream. Oh, stop torturing yourself, Liz. Oh, I know. Hey, turn on the TV. Maybe I can find something to distract you.
When you're tired, hot, and about to drop, nothing's better than Fizzy Fizz Pop.
Oh, I can't take it. It's everywhere. Oh, hey, Penelope. Lucille's not here.
Oh, I know. She's getting her hair cut. I was wondering if you'd like to go running with me.
Running?
Yeah.
As in jogging?
Uh-huh.
As in training.
Uh-huh. So do you want to?
Sure, let's. Well, anything to get away from thinking about not eating junk food.
Oh, I know. It's awfully hard. When I get cravings, I try to think of something healthy to eat instead, or something good I can do for my body.
Like, go for a run?
Yeah. Well, plus, when you're doing something good for your body, it makes it easier to say no to the things that are bad.
All right, then. Let's get going.
So Liz and Penelope took off. And for the first time in a long time, Liz felt good, really good, knowing that even though it was hard, he was making healthy choices.
How much further, Penelope?
Let's try to make it up to that pond.
An all-out sprint?
You're on. No, no,
I'm gonna win!
Come on! You can do better than that. Come on!
Well, hello there, kids. Where's the fire?
Oh, hey there, Granny Gecko.
Hi.
What are you doing out here?
Well, I was just about to hop on my tractor, but unfortunately, I can't seem to get her running.
Are you out of gas?
No, it's full up, Penelope, but actually, that's a pretty good guess. It just might be the gas.
I thought you said it was full.
Well, I did, Liz, but what if it's bad gas?
Bad gas?
Yep. If you don't put in the right kind of fuel, or if you put in contaminated gasoline, then the tractor won't run right.
Really?
Well, sure. And you know, the same thing can happen with our bodies. We've got to be mindful of the kind of fuel we're running on, see?
Oh, like deep-fried crunchy grasshopper wings?
No, Liz, that would be the wrong kind of fuel. Try and run your body for long on that sort of thing, and you will be sounding like my tractor here.
Yeah, I know, Granny. Uh-huh. I already learned that lesson the hard way.
Yes, I heard. You always need to be mindful of what you're putting in your tank, so to speak. Dung beetle donuts just won't keep your body running the way it's supposed to.
Neither will Fizzy Fizz Cactus Pop.
Well, that's why we're all taking the challenge of not eating junk food for a whole week.
And I think that's a wonderful idea. God certainly wants us to care for our bodies. Well, the two of you best skedaddle. I believe you still have a little jogging left to do.
The week passed by quickly, and the gang met the challenge of not eating junk food, though it was no small task. And it all led up to the final challenge, the fun run.
Oh, look, guys, up ahead. What? The finish line.
Oh, man. I thought we'd never make it.
Yeah,
me neither. Come on, everybody. Keep going. Don't slow
down.
Okay,
we're almost there. We can do this.
Look,
we can do
there's it. Our parents.
Oh, yeah. All right, that means it's showtime.
Okay,
let's give it our last burst of speed.
All right, I'll try.
Everybody remember to smile and wave. Right. Okay,
I'm
ready?
So tired.
Let's go.
As the kids crossed the finish line, the crowd cheered. Their parents, of course, hooting, applauding extra loudly. Ice-cold lizard aid was dumped all over their heads. Then Liz's dad pulled him aside and placed a shiny medal around his neck.
I had this made for you, Liz. Actually, I had one made for all of you kids.
Oh, cool. Hey, wait a second, Dad. It says champion.
Mm-hmm. Champion?
I didn't come in first.
None of us
I didn't even came in 20th. I just finished the races.
Oh, you finished both races, Liz.
What?
This one and the challenge over this past week.
Oh.
And for that, son, I'm mighty proud of you.
Oh, thanks, Dad.
Wow,
thanks
that's
a
cool.
lot.
Yeah,
hey guys,
we did it. Give me five.
Look at that.
Look, Liz, I got a medal too.
Yeah, we all did good.
Thanks so much, Mr. Lizard.
Yeah,
we're all very proud of all of you, Lucia.
Thanks so much.
We think you're all champions.
Yeah, we are, Lacerda.
Liz and the gang learned quite a lesson this week, didn't they? It's hard to be healthy when we see so much junk food all around us, especially when it tastes so good. But if we remember that God gave us our bodies and cares about everything that happens to us, it makes it easier to want to eat good food and take care of ourselves. And when we do that, then we're all champions too.
Greasy, gooey nuggets. Yeah, with the milkshakes on the side. Gonna wake up some sad morning. Feeling bad inside, yeah. Be careful what you do. Be careful what you do. Be careful what you do. Your body don't belong to you.
Oh no.
Don't belong to you, yeah. Super chug them sodas and a Mondo fries. Said it isn't what I really need. No, it's just a compromise, yeah. So, get a handle on this truth. Get a handle on this truth. A handle on this truth. You may like it, you may love it. You just gotta have more of it. But your body doesn't have a spare. So keep it fit, keep it strong. Don't full of stuff that don't belong. God the Father put it in your care. Oh no, 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 yeah. Said he put it in your care. So don't mess it up. No, no, no. Keep it fit, keep it sharp. You gotta love it, don't. Careful what you do. Got to limit when they're passing through your lips. Yeah, get a handle on this truth. A handle on this truth. A handle on this truth. I don't belong. You may like it, you may love it. Gotta have some more of it, but your body doesn't have a spare. So keep it fit, keep it strong. Don't fill it full of stuff that don't belong. Put it in your care. Yeah. Put it in your care.
Hey, you know what?
Shh, listen.
That's all the time we've got for today's Listen Friends.
Do you hear that?
Don't miss any of our shows.
It's fun.
Remember, we need to hear from you.
Oh, that makes me feel better.
Contact us at our website, kidscorner.net. That's kidscorner.net.
I can't believe it.
Remember, you can get all the KC stuff there.
How to get what?
Download stories, work through the Bible study, and get closer to God.
That was just what I needed.
And become one of God's children.
Do you hear that?
The KC website is for you.
Come on, don't you want to know what's going on?
Kidscorner.net. Everyone's waiting to hear from you.
I've been looking all over for you.
So do it now.
Good.
And follow Kids Corner throughout the week at facebook.com/kidscornerradio.
Oh,
hey, thanks for listening, and don't miss our next show. See ya.
I'll see you later, Liz.
See you later.
Today's show was written by Doug and Melissa Timberlake. Lizard Friends is a production of Reframe Ministries.